There was a time not that long ago that Kathy Mateo was afraid that her performing days might be coming to an end.
At first, I thought I just had lost my voice, but really, it was just that there were just changes in the way I know how to sing. I had to just kind of get to know it again, and there were just some little shifts, and once I did that, I was okay.
The changes came after going through the change of life. She found that her voice just felt different. Around the same time, her longtime voice teacher in Nashville was in declining health, so she had to find a new teacher.
So I found this teacher, and I started working, and I'd practice every day. And then my longtime guitar player, Bill Cooley, would come over one day a week. We sit and jam in the afternoons, and I was like, Bill, I have to get to know my voice on songs that I don't know. So I just started throwing out songs, and over time, these songs became the ones that sort of got me back to singing.
Those songs are featured on Pretty Bird, released last September, her first new album in 6 years.
Fly away, you little pretty bird. Fly, fly away. Fly away, little pretty bird. And pretty you'll always stay.
She said it was scary working through those changes, but it also gave her a new appreciation for her instrument.
You know, I have this voice. It's like an old Volvo, you know? It's classy, and it's sturdy, and it gets the job done, and it's going to last for a long time. And it'll be older, but it'll be kind of a classic. And then after a while, I was like, well, wait a minute. Maybe I have a vintage Ferrari on my hands. I just don't know how to drive it yet. And so these became like my little pictures I'd hold in my head while I was doing the work.
I must lay my head down on one strong shoulder, 'cause I can't stand up all alone. No, you can't stand up all by yourself. You can't stand up alone. You need the touch of a mighty hand. You can't stand up alone.
That work ethic has served her well over the years, with almost 20 albums in her catalog. But over 30 years ago, as a college student studying physics and chemistry at WVU, a career in music wasn't on the horizon, although she enjoyed playing music with a group of like-minded peers. Then, a fellow student pursuing a career as a songwriter invited her to accompany him to Nashville.
I knew that I was good at math and science, but I felt really different when I played music. And I thought, if he goes to Nashville and he has this great life, and I'm stuck up here in school, kind of going through the motions, I don't know if I'm going to be able to live with myself.
So, at the tender age of 19, she moved to Nashville and began working as a tour guide at the Country Music Hall of Fame, learning all she could about the business. She signed her first recording contract on her 24th birthday. Her first single was released on September 2nd, 5 years to the day after she had arrived in Nashville. Many years later, a chance meeting with Dayton Duncan would lead Mateo to another milestone. She met Duncan during a showing of clips from the documentary he and Ken Burns had done about the early 30s Dust Bowl. Duncan told her about their plans for a documentary about country music and asked if he could pick her brain from time to time. She was impressed with the research he and his team were doing for the project.
It was like making a friend who's super interested in all the things you love. Everyone here in Nashville is just kind of awestruck by how much care they put into it. And, you know, to have Ken Burns, who is, you know, widely recognized as sort of our most valuable and thoughtful historian, you know, to have him turn his lens on us in country music was quite an amazing experience.
Kathy Mateo will perform 2 sold-out shows at the Pocahontas Opera House on October 17th and 18th. Both shows are sponsored by the Richmond-based Tomato Fund, which is also a financial supporter of Allegheny Mountain Radio. The October 17th show is also sponsored by Mitchell Chevrolet. For Allegheny Mountain Radio News, I'm Heather Nye Day.
Fly away. city bird, where the cold winter winds don't